Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with two great colleagues, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Denham, and your phone calls today here on 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. So glad you're with us today for New Life.
What do I do to have a real, honest relationship with my sister?
I'm just suffering right now.
I just feel so betrayed.
Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know what to do right now.
How do I help her and me through this? How do I get to a stronger place? Because she really is the love of my life.
You feel a lot of emotion about this.
Yes, sir.
I would say
too much information.
Yeah, let's get a cup of coffee.
You say too much information.
Happy talk. Yeah.
You treat her as best as she will allow herself to be treated.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and a lot has happened since we were on the air live. And hi, John. Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
You know, we know a lot of folks in our listening area are still struggling with the aftermath of the hurricane. And we feel for you and hope and pray that things are going all right there. And we know WOLC, I mean, they got knocked out and off the air and put a tarp over the transmitter and
wow,
had fans blowing the stuff and trying to dry it out. And miraculously, they weren't out $500,000. It worked when they turned it back on, and we're happy for that. So we want to continue to pray for everybody that's struggling, and we want to pray for the election tomorrow also. So be mindful of that.
I brought in little sandwiches. You would have gotten one today, Steve. I made little sandwiches for you guys. It's flags, just to kind of encourage you guys to vote.
They're shaped and colored like an American flag.
It's beautiful.
Whatever side you're on, she wants you to be an involved person.
Absolutely. We all need to get out and vote tomorrow. Every vote matters.
It does. Absolutely does. Well, we'll continue to pray for everybody in the hurricane, everybody voting tomorrow in the election, and the best thing that we can do is vote. Hey, also, you know, Halloween was last week, and we just had the best time at our house. We did something new this year. We acted out the names of candy. And
oh my goodness!
It was. Let me give you one. See if you guys can actually do this. Hey, let's round up all those cows out there and let's get them in the barn. Jolly Rancher. That was actually my favorite. Okay, so anyway, that's what we did at our house, and I just want to suggest, you know, that maybe next year, if you don't have anything to do, act out the names of candy. It really can be quite...
That might be the funniest thing I've heard all week.
Well, I actually thought you were a cross between John Wayne and Elvis Presley right there when you were doing it.
Okay, here's another one. Snickers. Okay, it's not as good. But anyway. All right, well, we're glad you're with us here today. And
What's this one?
Yeah, I think that's Eminem. Is that?
Yep, he got it.
Not going too far there, but anyway. All right, we're glad you're with us, and if you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. And before we go to the break, just remind everybody we've got two great, wonderful seminars coming up this weekend: the New Life Weight Loss Weekend and Every Man's Battle. Both on Friday they start in Dallas. And it's not too late. You know, we had a couple that came to the marriage weekend last month, and they decided that the very week of the workshop, they had to attend. They drove 24 hours, and it changed everything. They say it changed everything. And that could happen for you either at the New Life Weight Loss Weekend or Every Man's Battle. But you need to register today. So you call us at 1-800-229-3000 or 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you go online at 1-800 at newlife.com. But the main number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's where you call and register and come join us this weekend in Dallas. We'll be back right after this.
This is Dr. Jill Hubbard. I'm here to talk to you about going to the New Life Weight Loss Weekend coming up this November 9th through 11th in Dallas, Texas. I've worked with a lot of people who have very painful pasts, who struggle with body image, who use food as their drug of choice. As a psychologist, I work with people like you every day, and I understand the abuse, the grief, anxiety, fear, loneliness, and what it can do to you. I know how you feel invisible, though you're the biggest person in the room, and how you often want to stay that way. Too often, we get comfortable in our discomfort, and we don't know where to turn to get out of it. That's why at New Life, we developed our Weight Loss Weekend. And if you have those hurts inside of you and you'd like to deal with them and see some weight come off as a result, then give us a call today. Please don't wait. Call 800-639-5433. That's 800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Before you decide. We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Denham, and your phone calls. Let's go right there. Here we go to Von Seal, Louisiana. No, that's Von Seal in L.A. in California, watching on the NRB Network. Hello, Von Seal.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
The person that I was supposed to marry is mad at me because I wouldn't send them $500. I sent them, I wanted to send them $70, and they got mad at me. Now they found another woman and don't want to be bothered with me. And this is within a month's time. And, you know, we would talk to each other every day, two or three times a day, text each other, go on this website, talk to each other, or send, you know, messages and stuff. And then one comment was on there was one woman said she'd be glad when he gets to her to be, so she could be his wife. But he had promised to marry me, and we had promised to move out of state. Now I don't know what to do, and all this happened in a month's time.
Well,
I know he had to go to donate bone marrow to his daughter, you know, because
yeah,
he needed it.
Yeah.
But then now all of a sudden, it's money issues.
Von Seal?
Yes?
I know how tough that must be, how painful that must be, but if I had some pom-poms right now, I would be standing up doing a cheer for your life and the future pain that you have avoided because you didn't send this guy that money and you got to know who you really were dealing with.
You know, we've been together for 2 years, and I don't understand. All of a sudden, it's over money that I would not send.
Right. Von Seal,
well,
tell us, you're in a lot of pain,
yeah,
and you had a big loss. So tell us your question for us.
I just don't understand why. And then this is all in a month's time. This happened last month. And now some other woman he's going to marry. So it makes me feel that all the time that he was lying to me and cheating on me all this time.
I'm sorry. It's just the guy did not do good stuff. But tell me your question for us because we want to help you. What's your question?
I don't know. I just want to know why would he do something to me like that? I mean, I always been nice to him. I always respected him. But now I feel as though that I'm being disrespected.
Sure.
For no reason.
Yeah. Well, when people are in this situation, there's one thing that has always been true, Von Seal, and that is there's something in him that you did not see and that he did not show you. And you know, they say that love is blind sometimes. And the way Jesus said it was that good trees make good fruit and bad fruit trees make bad fruit. He had there's some tree stuff wrong in him, and the fruit wasn't evident. I don't know if he's a deceptive person. I don't know if he has a part of himself that's a secret part. I don't know if he has real serious character issues, but here's what we know, Von Seal. We can't tell you why, because we don't know the man, but what we can tell you is that something in his character is deeply broken, mm-hmm. and he did some bad stuff. And that's a sad thing. And so now it's time to, like Steve said, it's time to say, okay, I missed something bad in this man, mm-hmm. and I need to heal, and I need to get my life back with the people that I love and with God and what I'm doing. So it's a healing time for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and okay. and the way that this becomes one of the best things that's ever happened to you, one of the reasons why that, you know, the Lord says that we can rejoice in everything is because God's going to take this if you'll let him, and he'll work some really good stuff in your life. You've got to connect with some other women. Maybe you get into a codependency recovery group or a support group. You get some counseling, but you've been spared a lifetime of pain, and you want to be sure that you fix whatever it is that led you to believe in a guy that wasn't worth being believed in. Sherry, any comment?
I do. I was just listening to the men here and thinking, what must be going through your head right now? Because sometimes when something shocking like this happens, we believe things that aren't really true, but we believe things like, I should have done something, or I can't trust anyone. And I want to tell you, Von Seal, that you did nothing wrong. You okay. did nothing wrong. This was a decision that he made. And sometimes we think if we had the why answer, we could feel better about ourselves. But I just want you to know, as John shared, that there's a part of him that's really broken that you didn't see. And so you're going to have to rebuild your concept of trust, right? Because the next time you want to get close to somebody, you'll probably think, oh, if he asked me to do something, I need to do it. But that's not true. That's not true. He was controlling, and when you didn't do something that he asked, he went and found somebody else. He probably, like you said, had already had her in the wings.
Yeah.
So, walk in freedom, dear one.
Yeah. It's just one of the reasons God says, you know, rejoice in all things. You know, just know it's painful now, but there's going to be something that you're going to be able to be grateful for.
You know, and the other part of that, I'm going to send you my book, Beyond Boundaries, and there's a whole place in there, Von Seal, that can explain things that you missed.
Yeah.
Like little lies or some gray areas or when he wasn't up front or forthcoming with information. You do need to do a little bit of detective work as you're working on your healing, because you should never have this happen again. No person, right. man or woman, should ever do this to you again. So the book will give you some ways to begin to see, okay, here's a little thing I missed.
Anytime you're dating somebody and money, they're asking you for money. For any reason, if they're asking you for money and you're dating somebody, you really ought, I mean, that should cause a red flag. I'm not saying that in every situation somebody you're dating asks you for money that that's a bad thing, but it should raise a red flag. Maybe you can take that red flag down later.
Yes, it's an exception instead of the rule. That's
yeah,
a good point.
That's right. And so you really got to, you just don't go, oh, well, yeah, here, I'll just send, that's no problem. You got to stop and say, whoa, wait, what is this? Why would this person need money from me? What does this mean for our future? Just all sorts of things should be asked when that happens. All right, I'm glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio for 2 hours. We'd love for you to join us here on this pre-election. You know what's amazing is that tomorrow, the world will be different. You know, we will see things from a different perspective. You know, some people will be encouraged, some discouraged, but it'll be a different world, either a different president or a president in second term. And it's just, you know, it's kind of the way we are in this small little amount of time we are on this earth is, you know, just a little longer than tomorrow from now. We're going to be in heaven. We're going to, who believe in Jesus, and there's a new world coming, a new day. It's going to be all different. And so if you're discouraged or hurt or struggling today, hang in there. There's new stuff coming. It's called heaven. And be sure you hang on to Jesus so that you can get there. All right. Let's go to Tammy, Baltimore, Maryland. WRBS is the station. Hello, Tammy. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first I want to say thank you guys for being on the radio. I really, really learned a lot from y'all.
Thank you for thanking us.
And I have a question.
Okay.
First, I want to give you a little bit of background. I grieved a lot of my childhood wounds. I healed. I'm still in the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
But I got over a lot of the trauma from my dad rejected and abandoned me.
Right.
And I noticed that I had a pattern, you know, from years, this pattern being drawn to men who had similarities like my father.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that today I still be drawn to men like that.
Hmm.
And what I'm trying to figure out is, does that ever go away?
Sure.
Or is this something that I have to, like...
No. You can be transformed from that. Don't worry about it.
How old are you, Tammy?
Can't hear you.
How old are you?
I'm 47 years old.
And so what age men are you being attracted to?
The age men I'm being attracted to is men like, you know... like 47, 48, maybe 50, maybe 52. Don't get me wrong, the age is not...
No, you're talking about aspects of either their style, their stylistic personality stuff, or you're talking about aspects of their character and values, right?
It's almost like I don't... You know how you meet a person, you really don't know how they are because you don't know them. But I find myself still being drawn and attracted to them, not even knowing them yet, but then when I start to get to know them, they still possess the
same. All right, Tammy.
Authority.
Tammy, give us three things that these men have that are similar to your dad.
They emotionally disconnected, number one. Mm. Number two, they don't be wanting to be in those serious, you know, they don't want to be settled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I get to talk to them, they tell me that stuff.
They don't want commitment.
Right.
They don't want to be in no commitments. They are emotionally disconnected. They lack the ability to be able to even really communicate.
Got it.
Like, okay. And I keep being attracted to the type of men. I didn't know it young when I was younger, when I was like a teenager.
So, Tammy, why do you say that you're done with your healing? You're not done with your healing here. If you were... I'm sorry. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me okay?
What's wrong with your phone? But I cannot hear you talking.
Well, I wonder if maybe you can hear somebody else. Sherry, say something.
Yeah. What John was saying is he said, you're not done with your healing.
Can you hear Sherry?
Yes, I hear Sherry. She said, I'm not done with my healing.
Yeah,
you can hear Sherry better than you hear me.
I'm not done
okay.
with the healing, but let me ask you a question, though. Do you have to be completed with the healing, and once I be completed with the healing, then the transformation takes place, and then I'll be no longer drawn to them type of men?
Yeah, what happens? Healing is possible, but when you see something acting out in the present that has to do with the past, it means you're not done yet. So the idea of... Sometimes we're attracted to the same people in an attempt to try to rework what didn't happen in the past. It's like we just kind of get set on, I'm going to find somebody who I'm finally kind of convinced that I'm worth his time and attention. And I'm finally going to, but you're attracted to guys that are emotionally unavailable and aren't really able to communicate and aren't committed. But inside, unconsciously, you're thinking, well, I will show myself through him. I'm going to win his heart. I'm going to pursue him. And sometimes you even feel more alive mm-hmm. in a relationship like that because you feel like, oh my gosh, I feel like all my pistons have to be running on full term to try to get this guy to, you know, to fall in love with me.
And you're 100% right. But
yeah.
When does that stop? When
you
stop?
Get into a relationship with a man who actually can have a conversation and who is emotionally available, meaning you don't ever date somebody out of state, for you, you date gentlemen that are very close, that you clock a lot of time with, and ones that you can have a conversation with.
No, but these guys can't heal you, though.
Oh, no.
Am I the guy you can't hear?
You're the guy I can't hear. I still can't hear you.
Do you want to go over to the other chair, John?
Hey, you know what? Let me give you a prescription.
I can hear him.
Let me give you a prescription for future dating, and then when John gets to the new mic, he can.
I got a prescription for healing. Steve's got a prescription for future dating. So you're getting a lot of prescriptions.
Okay, so here's a prescription for the future, Tammy, and that is to quit dating alone. Quit going out with men without your girlfriends with you. And if you don't have the girlfriends, you need to develop them. Because, you see, you'd be around this guy. You'd be at dinner with your girlfriend and her friend. And they'd leave. And they'd say to you that night after the date, man, that guy can't communicate.
Reality check.
He is out to lunch. Don't ever talk to him again. See, they'd tell you that. When we come back, we'll let John give you a way in which you could heal so you wouldn't be attracted to the guy to begin with.
And they're hard. They work, but they're hard. I want to set that up, Tammy.
Well, and before we go, I want to say underneath those abandonment wounds are often a woman that believes these things. I am worthless. I'm not lovable. I'm not good enough.
Yeah, right.
And until you heal those wounds, Tammy, and decide that you're a woman of worth and you'll walk away from a man like that, you won't heal.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're talking to Tammy. She's attracted to unhealthy men who remind her of her unhealthy father. John, you're going to give a prescription for healing.
Tammy, still with us?
Yes.
All righty. God has set up for us paths that help us to be free. And you've told us basically, I'm not free. And when I'm around a disconnected, commitment phobic, unavailable guy emotionally, I don't feel free just to say, wrong guy, and move on. I feel this draw towards him, but that's a sign of a lack of freedom. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And in these kind of circumstances, there are always two things that God does, and they're hard things, but they work. It's kind of like the right surgery is the right thing. The first one is grief. And I know that you've done some...
I'm sorry, but can you switch the phone with another person? Because I don't know what's wrong with your phone.
I think it's my personality.
or you're just going to have to listen to it on the podcast. Click.
All right,
online there.
Tammy, can you hear me now?
Go ahead and talk. I can hear you.
Okay. I'll try to be really clear. Sherry's here fixing. She's giving me like three or four microphones, and she's running around helping out here. So, but you and I are okay right now?
It seems like some kind of way you're too close to the mic or something.
Oh,
it
like, maybe I am. How about this? Is this any better? Hello, Tammy,
yeah,
1, 2, 3.
That's better.
You know, so many people tell me I'm a close talker. I've got to look at that. That's a Jerry Seinfeld joke. Okay.
You just get too close, John.
I just get too close.
Yeah.
Okay. We good now, Tammy?
Yes.
Okay. Grief is when we allow ourselves to be sad about something we can't have. And when Sherry mentioned that child part of you that tries to rework it and have a relationship with a dad figure to redo it again, I'll love him right, I'll open him up, I'll help him be vulnerable. Children do that. We always think it's our fault, so we go back and try to find someone with the same limitations so that since it's our fault, we can fix it. I'll be more loving. I'll be more caring. I'll be the one that finds the golden key to intimacy. And grief says you can't do that. Grief says, I'm helpless. I cannot open this can of beans here. It's not going to be open unless that person wants it. And so when we go through a very important grief time, we go, I just can't. And we let it go. And that child part of us gets sad and needs comfort. But that's part one is, grief frees us up, Tammy, because it lets us know at a very deep level, I can't fix my dad, and I can't fix my mom, and I can't fix anybody, but I can love God, and I can get good things. The second thing is replacement. And what I mean by replacement is, if you go to Joel chapter 2, verse 25, the Bible says that God is going to bring back the years the locusts have taken away from us, that the locusts have stolen. I would want you to find other, and this doesn't have to be men either. I don't think you have to be healed by a man if a man messed you up. I don't think you have to be healed by a woman if your woman messed you up. I think you got to be healed by God and a program and a person. So you've got to get people in your life that are.
No, but can I say one thing, please?
Yeah.
The first one, I've been through the grieving thing. I cried, I mourned, I accepted, that my dad is who he is, and I accepted, the child cried. I did that, and that's like doing it with my mom. The second stage you talked about, you have to get a healthy people around you to support you, to love on you, to comfort you, and vice versa if you do the same for them.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's not it?
No, that's necessary, but that's kind of part of the first part of people comforting and being there in the grief. When I mean replacement, look at it like we all need vitamins and supplements and minerals to be healthy people, right? You got to take these pills every day, right?
Yes. Yep.
Your dad was very limited in the vitamins and supplements and minerals he gave you. A dad's supposed to be emotionally connected. He wasn't. A dad's supposed to be committed to his daughter. He wasn't. A dad's supposed to be emotionally available and at least be able to be emotionally communicative. He wasn't. So those are the vitamins and supplements and minerals that Tammy didn't get that you have to specifically, and I mean specifically, target people who have those capacities, a counselor, a spiritual director, a small group, people who have those and get those from them. And that fills up the broken parts of the little girl's heart so that she goes, okay, I've got it. I didn't get it from the one I wanted originally, but I've got those supplements. And then you don't have the addiction to lunatics anymore.
But it seemed like it's so hard to find that setting. It seemed like, I'm in it. Today I have 10 years clean, thank God.
Thank God.
God's grace and his mercy. I have 10 years clean from crack.
Way to go.
It is so hard to find that. I go to meetings. I'm a secretary in meetings. I do. I go to my meetings. I do.
You take it seriously.
I sit with them every other Friday, but I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's me.
Well, are you?
Me.
Here's what I want. I'm gonna give you a homework assignment. I want you to find those people. I'm gonna send you a book that I wrote called Safe People, and it's got a grid. A way to find people who are healthy. They're not perfect, but you are in an area, Baltimore, we know lots of people in Baltimore. We can find you healthy churches. We can partner with you there, but you've got to find people who have those three things your dad didn't have and let them be with you. So we'll help you in that journey.
That would be so wonderful. Thank you so much. I think that book would help me a lot because I don't know safety.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you called. And, just to mention that, a lot of people had some good dads, and to be attracted to some good traits that a dad had, that's not a bad thing. And there are dads out there that are modeling the way they want their daughters to be treated. But here's a case where it's just turned against you. And I'll tell you, when the healing is done, the desperation is no longer there. I think that's a really good sign that the healing has been complete. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000. Glad you're with us.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, and joining us in the studio, Larry Sonnenberg. He is the president of New Life, and usually when he comes into the studio, it has to do with the finances of the ministry. Larry, welcome.
Hey. Hi, Steve. Thanks. And it does concern the finances.
All right.
What a surprise.
Well, tell us what's going on and what we can do about it.
Well, for those of you who listen regularly, you'll know that we have had a real good run at getting caught up on all our past debt and payables and things. But October was a tough month, and we fell a little short. And so I asked if I could come on and just say, hey, if you're thinking of making a year-end gift in November or in December this year, would you make it a little early and make it in November? We really don't want to have 2 months in a row where we fall short.
Okay.
And it would really be important for us.
All right. And we had a pretty good September, and the year before, we had a bad September. And then October didn't fall into place. It was almost like it traded there. And we just don't want to go further that direction. And somebody saying, okay, I can write the check today as well as I could write it on December the 15th
exactly.
or 20th. We're asking them to come along and help us in this particular month.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that we have a good November and we don't have 2 months in a row where we fall just a little short and backtrack.
All right. And we're a little slow getting started in November, makes it imperative that we do something now. That's why we're talking now.
And, right. and we're talking to the guy who makes sure that as much money as possible goes directly to the things that need to be doing.
Absolutely.
Larry does a great job. Is financially, you're kind of a genius, and you're responsible, and you're a great steward of the money.
Well,
and
thank
so
you.
We thank you for that, Larry.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I want to say thank you to our donors. There are so many people that give faithfully, regularly, sacrificially, and it's very meaningful. It makes a difference, and I don't want you to think for a minute that we don't receive that with a lot of gratitude and appreciation.
Well, and it really is true. And I just hope and pray that if the ministry's been a blessing, that you'd help us. And then the blessing that we are to others is accredited to your account. And so if you can, it's newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Perfect. Thanks, Steve.
Please join. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for that update there. And let's go to Mary from Fort Wayne, Indiana. NRB is the television station she watches this on. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. How can we help today?
Well, I am wondering whether I should tell my adult kids some things about my past that they don't know about.
Okay. Like what?
Well, I had 2 abortions.
Hmm. All right.
And, I have gone through the Bible study, Forgiven and Set Free.
Uh-huh. Great.
And have recently done a lot of healing from that after 35 years.
Yeah. What is it that you you would want to be an outcome of sharing with them?
Well, I've thought about that. I am getting ready to volunteer my time and services at a Hope Center that helps, you know, girls in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is I'm concerned about them finding out that if I share my story with somebody and it gets back to them.
Okay. Well, that's a good reason to share with them. You know, another good reason is that you might want to be more fully known by your adult children.
Yes.
That it would increase your intimacy with them. And I would say I'll turn it over to John and Sherry, but my 2 cents would be it would just kind of depend on who your kids are.
Yeah.
If your kids were the kind of kids, and I suspect that they are, that they would appreciate the pain and trauma and struggle that you've been through over it, and it would draw them to you, then I would say that'd probably be a good thing in building your relationship with them as adults. But
that would,
you know,
be my hope.
Yeah, but there are some kids that would reject a parent over it, and then in that case I'd say, well, maybe they just don't have the maturity level that I need, that they need to have for me to be open. But let's hear what John and Sherry have to say.
Okay. You know, I've actually known others, Mary, that have gone back and shared with their kids, and in doing so, and even as I have sat with people and talked with them about what happened, you know, tell me the story about what happened, there's a tremendous amount of compassion. Mm-hmm. I've actually been blown away by the amount of compassion that comes from other friends or family members when they understand the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so often, young gals, the decision was made by, and I don't know what your story is, but so often it's ended up made by a parent or by a man, or by someone else, and a lot of these gals, and maybe even you, were so young that you weren't able to make the decision on your own. And there's a lot of guilt about that. But when someone really understands a story, there's a lot of compassion that can come mm-hmm. with that.
I guess one of my concerns is one of the men in the story would have been their father, so one of the babies was their biological sibling. So
how would that affect things?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking how that would affect.
I think my children are different. I think I know them well enough that one of them would be compassionate and one of them would be judgmental.
Who would she would judge, your husband or the father?
No, me.
Well, why would she judge you? What would she say that you suspect?
I just think that she would be mad at me because abortion is wrong, which I understand now, but I didn't then.
How old is she?
She's 30.
Are you still married?
No, okay. Not to their father, no.
So, let's talk a little bit about these young adults. I mean, you've got 3 kids that you're concerned, I mean, that you have, and the only one you're really scared about is the 30-year-old daughter, right?
Yes.
Well, if you're going to, if you know, a lot of people, when they go into a help center like you're going to be working at, their story is kind of the most important, or one of the most important tools they use, you know, your vulnerability. So let's just assume it's going to get out. So I think I like what Steve said, is that I would probably have a conversation with them one at a time, and I would probably choose the judgmental one last, so give myself some practice, have the conversations with the ones that don't have that aspect, and then tell her, I'm going to tell you something about myself, and I'm really afraid you're going to judge me. And and front load the conversation with that, because nobody wants to be a judge, and sometimes if people are made aware, we call it the observing ego in psychology, that they have an observing ego, that when you say things have happened before where you sort of have this part of you that kind of hurts when you don't give a person grace, and I know I was wrong, but I'm a little bit afraid you're going to judge me on this, so I want to make you aware. I'm kind of scared of telling you what I'm going to tell you. A lot of times that triggers the observing ego in the other person. They get kinder.
That's great.
And they kind of go,
you're right,
you know, God, I want to do that. You're my mom. And then you tell her, okay, I had an abortion, and I know it was wrong, and I've grieved, and it's been very hard for me, but I want to let you know because I love you. A lot of times you have a really good outcome. But you know what? Either way, if she still judged you, it was still worth it.
And
here's the reason I'm saying that. Because I'm more concerned about all those women you're going to help, those hundreds of women you're going to help in the next 30 years, than to have your story be taken hostage by a judgmental person. Yeah. So your downside is still a good side. You don't think about the pain of her judgment. You think about the hundreds of women whose lives you're going to change.
And you tell her that's why you wanted her to know, is that you are going to be sharing it as you reach out to these other young women so they don't experience what you experienced, and you wanted it to come from you and for her to not hear it from some other source. I think that helps too.
Are you in any conversations with your former husband? I mean, is there any contact at all or no?
Not very much, no.
The reason I'm asking is it's really part of his story too, and I had to think about this when I was asked to do the Women in the Battle, which is sharing my story nationally about having been married to a sex addict husband. And so I was actually challenged by some really close friends of mine to let him know that I was going to be sharing my story. But I told him, I will protect your identity. I'll never share that. I'll never mention your name or where we served. And he was really grateful for that. And I felt release in even letting him know. So a thought is, it might be honoring to let your ex know that you're going to be sharing that part of your story together. It's not to broadside him or to create any kind of dissension. It's just because this is what God has called me to do. And
I hadn't thought about that. That's good.
Yeah. So God can redeem our stories. I feel like he's made fish and loaves out of mine, and I believe he'll do the same with yours, Mary.
Thank you. I hope so.
Yep.
All right, I'm really glad you called. Hold on. I want to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. We'll be back after this.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year, and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I've had a weight problem all my life, and I've been on almost every single diet there is.
When I came to the weekend, I was barely leaving my house.
If you want help in the battle to control your weight, New Life's Weight Loss Weekend can help.
There's a lot of us out there who have struggled with our weight. And so many times people try to fix it with a diet.
I knew I couldn't do it by myself. I had to have help.
Let Steve Arterburn and New Life's group counselors help you uncover your past hurts and begin healing.
I have found a plan that works for me, and I think that that's the answer.
The New Life Weight Loss Weekend is Friday, November 9th through the 11th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com. You don't have to be defined by what you weigh any longer. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I am losing weight. I'm feeling better.
I have lost almost 30 pounds.
I am 83 pounds less than what I was.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
As we used to sing in my house, Christmas is coming, the geese are getting fat, and I'm telling you, we've got a great, great opportunity. The 12 Gifts of Christmas, we're partnering with them. So many fun things are going to happen. There's it's for the whole family. Stephen Curtis Chapman, his wife Mary Beth, Harris III is a magician. Anita Renfro, an amazing comedian, Lisa Welchel, star of Survivor and Facts of Life, and speakers like Lucy Swindoll and Patsy Claremont. It's the 12 Gifts of Christmas, and it's coming to an area near you. You can find out about it at newlife.com, but also on December the 11th at 7:30, it's going to be in a theater, 600 theaters across the country. It will be there. And so come and join us. It's going to be a great, great time. The 12 Gifts of Christmas. And we're spreading the word about the 12 gifts. And the 12 gifts are going to spread the word about New Life. Pretty cool. Glad you're with us. Come join us for that. It's going to be a great time. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com to find out all about it. Well, let's talk real quick here with Bill from Portage, Michigan, listening on XM Satellite Radio. Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, Bill. Don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. How could we help you today?
Yeah, I've been married a couple of years now, and it seems like our relationship is so angry with one another. You know, especially me, I don't know, it seems like I have very little patience. I get angry really, really fast. It's not abusive, like physically or anything, but we tend to kind of yell at each other a lot, seems like the relationship is kind of getting worse. I love my wife to death, and I certainly don't want to end up in divorce. And a lot of things going on with my childhood. Don't have time to get into all that right now, since we said you have a short amount of time. But I don't know. I don't want to be angry at my wife anymore, and I don't even know what I'm angry about sometimes. And I know I need healing. I know I need to make some changes, and I just don't know how.
Well, God bless you for wanting to do something about it. Sherry, John, what do you think he ought to do, given that he's aware his anger is out of control with her?
Well, you know what? The first place I go when someone comes into me and says, you know, I'm here to do some anger management, is I peel the anger right away, because anger is a secondary emotion. It's not really what's underneath. That's not really the core issue. So I always ask questions about hurt, fear, or sadness. Those are three vulnerable primary issues that often tend to be the core issue underneath anger. So I know you said you can't really bring any family of origin stuff up, but where did you experience in your past some real hurt or fear or sadness?
Oh, there's a lot. I'm child of mother who abandoned us when we were 5 years old, and she came back when we were 15 and just made a bunch of excuses for her life and the way it was, and eventually stole our money from us and kicked us out on the street during Christmas. My dad and we have absolutely no relationship now. I had a son, my first blood-born son, just 3 months ago, and the Lord was just there. He was went through a really troubled time when he was born, but through that time, I thought I could lean on my father, who's really the only person I have left in my family that was kind of close to, was building that relationship. Then, you know, found out that basically when it all ended, that he really didn't
he's just a very selfish person. He doesn't have time for anybody else, and it doesn't fit into his schedule, you know. Basically, we ended our relationship. I ended my relationship with him just to say that, you know, I'm not angry at him overall. I can forgive him, but he definitely needs to ask for forgiveness for
But you know what I'm hearing, Bill, is you've had betrayal and abandonment by both parents. And while sometimes we think we've forgiven them, what I called is we just kind of bury that pain alive. And I think there's some pain that you've buried alive with your folks that's keeping you in a position of anger with your wife, because you didn't get to attach very well to your parents. And so it's hard to attach to your wife when you're angry. When you guys yell, and then guess what? You're actually keeping yourself safe. You're keeping yourself from bonding with her. But you're also keeping yourself from getting close, which is the very thing you need to heal.
Right.
So the anger is used in a self-protective way.
Yeah, Sherry's really right about that, Bill. Let me give you a good tip. This kind of helps guys. When you catch yourself getting angry, when you feel it, the first thing to feel is, why do I feel helpless? The first question you ask yourself is, why do I feel helpless? Because anger is a protective feeling that makes it, you know, the adrenal glands get flushed, we get more powerful, we kind of amp up, and it's a way to protect ourselves from being hurt sometimes. And so when you whether it's the money or what movie you're going out to or dinner or she said you're too fat or whatever, then before you go into the anger, you go, am I feeling helpless and am I feeling hurt, helpless and hurt? And ask yourself those two questions and then say to her, you know, what just happened between us? I feel kind of helpless and hurt. And that often draws a spouse to us.
Okay.
And
is there
any
groups that you would I'm a truck driver, so it's really difficult for me to be home and meet in any kind of, you know, setting with anybody. So just because I'm gone 5-6 days out of the week, and so it's very difficult. But there's got to be some kind of groups. Maybe I can call or be a part of something like that.
Yeah, we can help you with that. And especially if you're a truck driver, you've got to expand the people that you can be angry at other than your wife when you're home with her one day out of seven. And you've got to have some men you can express those feelings to. And, you know, there's a whole network of truck drivers that do things. They have there's a pastor for truck drivers. There are counselors. And let us see if we can hook you up with, maybe we can do some coaching with you while you're on the road. But you hold on, and we'll try to do that. But I'm so glad you called, and I'm so glad that you realize you love her and you're doing something destructive, even though you do love her. Because a lot of times we do that. We love somebody, and we're not helping it. We're hurting it. So
I'll send you the Loving People book, too. It helps us to get past the anger to what's going on.
Yeah. All right. So that's coming your way. Glad you called. Hey, if you can help us, would you do it? Would you call us right now? Come join us as part of the New Life Giving family. We would be so grateful for that. You join Club New Life, whatever you could do. It would mean a lot to this ministry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. And don't forget our workshops this weekend coming up. The weight loss weekend, oh my goodness, you could have the greatest holidays ever, where you're in control, eating the foods that you want to eat, but not out of control. And so please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and join the New Life Weight Loss Weekend in Dallas this weekend. And then the other thing is, Every Man's Battle is going to meet in Dallas also. And so, you know, if you're addicted to food and he's addicted to sex, both of you come. One go to one, one go to the other. You could transform your marriage, your relationship, in a weekend. I got to tell you, I cannot oversell these weekends and the impact that they have on people's lives. It is dramatic. It doesn't fix everything, but it changes the trajectory for the rest of their lives and their relationship. So please come and join us if at all possible. Tomorrow's Election Day. Be sure to get out and vote. And I'll tell you, if you want to see a great message, Rick Warren did a great message on this Christian worldview. Look at that. And Billy Graham's done some beautiful ads in newspapers across America. Look at what he's saying. And it's important to this country. So go do it. And we're going to be here again tomorrow. And so come join us with Dr. Sherry and Dr. John, myself, Steve Arterburn. And you call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.